In Buddha, Dharma, and the Sangha, I take refuge till I awaken through all the virtues such as giving. May I reach Buddhahood for beings. In Buddha, Dharma, and the Sangha, I take refuge till I awaken through all the virtues such as giving. May I reach Buddhahood for beings. In Buddha, Dharma, and the Sangha, I take refuge till I awaken through all the virtues such as giving. May I reach Buddhahood for beings. So, supported by the Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha, and with the intention to attain awakening, in order to help all other beings attain awakening, we will contemplate the four thoughts briefly. First, the precious human existence. We're going to do them in an abbreviated way today so we all know what the precious human existence is, and we just take a moment to really appreciate it in a heartfelt way, this opportunity. And then second, remembering that the opportunity is limited by impermanence and death. It could end any time, so we can't waste our time. We need to practice at every opportunity, including now. Third, the law of karma, taught by the Buddha, that our fate is determined by our own actions. We don't want to get to our deathbed and think what we should have done in order to be in the best possible position to be in the bardo and go into our next life. So we need to use our time to refrain from negative actions, engage only in positive actions, and every day examine our stream of being. And then fourth, the suffering of samsara, just the reminder that all the pleasures of this life, whatever they may be, as the verse from our Nindro practice says, are like the last meal offered by the executioner. They're just a prelude to suffering and loss. So we don't want to get distracted into the pleasures of samsara or trying to make samsara better. We want to continue to help all beings as best we can, but not get distracted into forgetting the Dharma practice aspect of that, with the ultimate goal to free ourselves and others from the cycle of confusion and suffering that we call samsara. And now we take a brief moment to visualize the Lama or the Buddha on floating on a lotus and moon seat above the crown of our head, radiating light, smiling, happy that we're practicing, embodying the ultimate and relative bodhicitta that we wish to cultivate. And we request, with or without words, their blessing to help us do this. And just by requesting it, just by opening to it, we receive the blessing. We mix our mind, or our mind mixes with the Lama's mind, the Buddha's mind. And we allow the visualization to descend into our heart center where it stays, constantly radiating love, compassion, wisdom, and awakening. And we can remember any time that that is there. So we're going to do a different and short ultimate bodhicitta meditation today, working with Pema Chidren's instruction, which I think is also Trungpa Rinpoche's instruction, to flash openness. That is their entire instruction on cultivating ultimate bodhicitta or wisdom. So we can flash openness in an instant, or we can do it slightly step by step, and I'm going to lead you through that process now, which is to first connect with open awareness. just a sense of spaciousness, vastness, limitlessness, awareness pervading space, not fixating on anything. And then to check in and bring each of our senses on board with that, just opening each of our senses first with our eyes open, being aware of visual phenomena, just that we can see. There's light, there's color, there's shape, we can see all of that. Not, again, not fixating on any particular thing, but simply resting in awareness of vision. And then adding sound to that, whatever sounds there may be. Being receptive to those, noticing all sound, noticing absence of sound. And without completely losing touch with vision and sound, any tactile sensation, internal, how our body feels internally, external, movement of air, especially for Dan, sensation of temperature in the room. Again, not fixating on anything, not thinking about anything, but just opening our awareness to be aware of any tactile sensation. And this can include that general sense that we cultivate at the beginning of each meditation of being in our body, what our body as a whole feels like. And if we're having pain or discomfort anywhere, we can open our awareness to not fixate on that, but to also be aware of all other sensory input at the same time. Just opening and relaxing our attention. And now in Buddhism, our thoughts, our mind, the content of our awareness is also considered to be a sense, the sixth sense. So now we open our awareness to any thoughts that are traveling through our mind, not stopping to examine any of them, but just letting them go on their way with awareness. Any emotions, any feelings such as tiredness or any other feelings we may have. And whatever feelings we may have, whatever emotions, we simply let them be there in awareness. And resting in this way with all of our senses open, completely receptive, we then can turn our attention inward to where that awareness is located. Again, not analyzing, but simply resting in, looking in that direction. Still with all our senses open. So now we've opened all of the senses, including our mental senses, and also opened our awareness of all of it by looking directly at the awareness. If anything grabs onto our attention, as soon as we realize that, we can simply let it go. Keeping our attention completely open. And now within this awareness, this open awareness, this openness, we cultivate relative bodhicitta, love and compassion, by doing taking and sending, alternately synchronizing it with the breath, breathing in suffering, breathing out happiness, peace, whatever is needed to anyone that we feel needs it, including Betty Burbank, including Fanny, including anyone else that comes to mind. Making the sense as vivid as possible that we are breathing in the suffering, taking it away from the person or people. Letting it dissolve into our vast, limitless Buddha nature and breathing out whatever they need. If more people or animals or anyone else come to mind, we include them. We might include the planet and all beings that depend on it. Breathing in anything negative, breathing out everything positive. Not holding on to anything. We might include someone we only know casually or only have seen. Someone whose path crosses ours every day or every week. But we don't know them. We might include everyone we're going to meet today. I'm including all the gnats in my house. If possible, including someone that we don't get along with, that we're having trouble with, who's driving us crazy right now. Someone we know or someone in the news. Breathing in their suffering with equanimity, freeing them from it. Breathing out every happiness to them. Opening our heart to them completely. And now expanding our scope to include all sentient beings, whatever suffering they may have, even if it's the suffering of change and it feels like the most pleasurable experience in the world, we're breathing in that suffering as well. Breathing out what they need. What will liberate them. Touching in again to make sure all of our senses are open. We're aware of thoughts coming and going, even as we keep our attention, some part of our attention focused on the taking and sending. It should be very vast, open awareness. And now thinking that through this practice, all beings, including ourselves, are completely free from suffering, completely filled with peace and happiness, completely healed, and completely awakened. And resting in that awareness, that feeling for a moment. Now letting go of all visualizations and all thoughts and concepts. And going back to just resting in completely open, completely receptive, limitless awareness. And now gradually at our own pace, coming back to our state of mind in which we are ready to chant the 37 practices. Having a sip of water or a stretch or moving around a little if we need to. Wiping our forehead if we need to. Okay, I'm going to share the screen. And we're running a little later than usual today. We did a lot of chit-chatting. So we'll either run a couple of minutes over or we can chant a little bit faster. Everybody who's in favor of running a couple of minutes over? Okay. Everybody's in favor of chanting a little faster and finishing on time? Yeah, Mark, you can stop recording now. Thank you.